Good morning. Thanks for joining us. You know, it is time for open enrollment. And a group of people that we probably don't think about are our veterans. Ed Sandrick is here, Humana Leader of Veterans Initiative, here to talk about what our veterans need to be looking for as they're looking at all of these different programs. How are you this morning, Ed?
I'm great, Twanda. How are you today?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
So open enrollment, I think every year, you know, there's like butterflies in the stomach and people are having nervous headaches because it's so much and it's very confusing. So what is it like for the veterans and is it any different?
Butterflies in the stomach and there is so much. I mean, there truly isn't a difference except for those veterans who may get some of their health care or all of their health care through the VA. So mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the open enrollment period is upon us. It started on the 15th, on mm-hmm. Sunday the 15th, and it will go through Thursday, December the 7th. So there's still plenty of time to get rid of those butterflies and settle down by talking with somebody either at Medicare or at Humana. The plans will go into effect on January the 1st,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2018.
Well,
it doesn't matter whether one is a veteran or not.
Okay.
They should consider the costs associated with the various plans, you know, the plan premium, the deductibles, co-payments, and maximum out-of-pockets. They should consider the whether the plans have their preferred doctors or hospitals in their network. It's also important to research medications on the plan's formularies, mm-hmm. and that's a list of drugs that the Medicare Advantage plan would cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we all should keep in mind, and I am of the age, so to speak, we all need to keep in mind the original Medicare doesn't cover prescription drugs. So drug coverage is very important for everybody, but most importantly for seniors.
Absolutely. Talk about the Medicare Advantage and what that is. Is that for veterans or is that for everybody?
Well, it's for everybody who is it's available for everybody in most markets across the country who mm-hmm. are eligible for Medicare. And Medicare Advantage is Part C of the Medicare program. Parts A and B, Part A covers essentially the hospital and programs like supplies, medically necessary services to treat a disease or a condition,
mm-hmm.
hospital care, nursing home care, home health services, and hospice. Part B covers every medically necessary treatments that are not covered under Part A. Part C, as you mentioned, is Medicare Advantage, and that's where an individual partners with a company, a private insurer like Humana, and the Medicare Advantage plans include all of the benefits covered under Parts A and B and often additional benefits.
Wow.
For example, Humana's Medicare Advantage plans offer some predictable co-payments and lower or no plan deductibles, maximum out-of-pocket on all plans, programs designed to improve health and manage chronic conditions,
mm-hmm.
very important to seniors. Often the plans will cover with Humana will cover dental, hearing, and vision coverage, fitness center membership, and an important thing for seniors, once again, nurse advice line available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Part D, the last part of Medicare, is the prescription drug coverage.
Right.
An individual may have original Medicare and stay on original Medicare, just Parts A and B, and look at purchasing a prescription drug plan separately
mm-hmm.
as a standalone.
The oftentimes the most expensive part of a senior's life is the medication.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so confusing. I went and took a class on this just so I would understand it. I'm not of the age yet, but my mother is. And just so I could understand it. So oftentimes, how expensive is having the additional Medicare Advantage? You know, can it be expensive for a senior to have that part?
It's an individual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tawanda, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, there are plans where the premiums can be as low as zero, but they're, you know, when you start accessing the care, that's when obviously the coverage kicks in and the out-of-pocket cost would kick in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a truly an individual thing. And I think the most important thing for a senior or somebody like yourself in helping your mom would be to, you know, just go to www.medicare.gov or call Medicare
mm-hmm.
at 800-MEDICARE or certainly call Humana at 888-204-4062 or go to humanamedicare.com. There's so much information out there, as you pointed out. A class is not a bad idea for anybody who's helping a senior understand the options and make decisions and get with a licensed Medicare insurance agent,
yes.
Somebody who could sit down with you across the kitchen table and understand your health status,
mm-hmm.
The cost of your health care, and your otherwise financial situation, so the right plan can be recommended, one that would work both financially as well as to make sure that you have the coverage
exactly
when you need it.
Yeah. I didn't have to help my mom. She got somebody else to help her. I took the class recently just so I would understand it. But look, is there anything else that our veterans really need to know in this enrollment period and what they're looking for? Any more tips that our veterans should have?
You know, so not all veterans are eligible for VA healthcare benefits, but many are.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they need to understand is that Medicare, and in parentheses, Medicare Advantage, doesn't interact with and it doesn't interfere with VA healthcare benefits. The two are separate programs.
Mm-hmm.
A veteran earns the entitlement to VA healthcare. And by virtue of working and turning 65, earns the benefit in Medicare. The two are separate.
Mm-hmm.
Both can be used separately. But the Medicare Advantage plan could provide access to more services and options. And in cases where you don't live close to a VA hospital or a VA clinic, access to additional providers. So both could be utilized by many of those veterans who are eligible for VA healthcare benefits.
Very good. And they can get that help at the VA as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, VA's got a website. The VA's website connects or can also link to the Medicare website.
Mm-hmm.
So I think over the years, the various government programs and private insurers like Humana have done a great job of working together to make sure that there's this comprehensive circle, if you will,
absolutely,
where people can get everything answered.
Absolutely, absolutely. Medicare.gov, you can go to humana-medicare.com for more information. We want to make sure that everybody gets what they need during this enrollment period. Ed Sandrick, Humana Leader of Veterans Initiative, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tawanda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tawanda Black. And celebrating our veterans. And I come from a family of veterans and military folks, including my son, who is now in Australia. So a military mom. I love it. And I think he loves it. Stephen James joins us this morning to talk about Joining Forces for Good program. And how are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good. Joining Forces for Good program. And you're a military guy, a 10-year military veteran?
Yes. Yes, 10 years in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an Army vet. Our Joining Forces for Good program is a program that we started a couple years ago for veterans and also for their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program that we implemented to look at ways of getting veterans engaged and been a part of our all-state system as agency owners, staff, and different things like that.
Okay. And how long has the program been going on?
The program has been going on for a little bit over 2 years
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going great. We started a pilot about 18 to 24 months ago, and it was successful. 90% of the people that started with us are still with agency owners, happily employed mm-hmm. with in some kind of way with Allstate. So that was good.
And, you know, talk about the values. I think that a veteran brings a entirely different set of skills and values to any company.
Yes. Myself, as being a veteran and a small business owner, I tell people all the time that in the military you learn values. You mm-hmm. learn the simple things as respect. You learn how to teamwork. You learn little things about, hey, you got to get up early, you got to make things happen. And a lot of the things that you learn in the military, they transfer over to the civilian life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, we did a lot of statistics on this the small business barometer that we used, and it says that 73% of veterans say, hey, they're doing better, that businesses are growing. I think 64% of the people that we looked at in the study said that they actually have a program in place where they actually identify veterans,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the hard work and the things that the skills that they learned in the military,
right.
It transfers over great when you look at in the business world and the civilian world.
So is corporate America doing a good job at recruiting veterans now?
I think corporate America is doing an excellent job. I know as Allstate, as a corporation, we're identifying veterans. Just in the past year, we spent $50 million,
wow.
over $50 million with over 500 veteran-owned vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually want to put our money where our mouth is and say, hey, we're a corporation that we're going to identify vendors, we're going to identify veterans, and we're going to invest in the people that have invested in our country. So I think it's going well. With the results that we got back, 57% of veterans have experienced growth. 51% of veterans right now saying that they're hiring because corporate America is doing so well. So they're actually looking for more veterans to bring on board. So I think it's going well right now.
That's good. That's good. Are you looking at, like, corporate America concentrates or focuses on millennials? Are you looking at that group of people or just all veterans?
We're looking at all. We're looking at from your millenniums and even at your people who've been, you know, they might have 20, 25 years of service.
Yeah.
Our program, we identify newly vets that have been around in the system. So it's not like we're just going in one age. But some of the participants that were in the program were ages 18 to 75.
Mm.
So it was a wide range so that we looked at. But, hey, we're trying to identify everyone. But it's a great program for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell people if they want more information on it. It's a simple website. It's allstateveterans.com. Again, that's allstateveterans.com. And we have all our information on there. And it's simple programs. We actually pay for some licensing and training classes. So it's even if you haven't been in insurance before, we actually give you some training and pay for the licensing and everything.
That's good. That's good. And you include the spouses, right?
Yes. It's for veterans,
yeah.
And it's for their spouses. So it's when we started the program, that was something unique that we wanted to
mm-hmm.
do is say, hey, it's not just for veterans. We're going to also identify the spouses because a lot of people don't know spouses play a major role when you're dealing with veterans.
That's right.
They're taking care of the households. They're in some cases, they have to move. So we say, hey, let's make the program for spouses is also.
I love it. I love it. You said allstateveterans.com?
Yes, allstateveterans.com. Yes, that's where they can go for more information. So we like I said, with us, we try to make things simple. If you remember Allstate and Veterans, allstateveterans.com. So we make it as simple as possible. But they can go there for all the information on the program. Again, it's called Joining Forces for Good. Everybody knows us as the company that we keep everybody in good hands. So it just made sense to call it Joining Forces for Good.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen James, business owner, 10-year military veteran. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us as we celebrate our veterans today. Joining me, U.S. Army Major General, Major Jeremy Haynes. I'm giving you a promotion, right? Jeremy Haynes joins us this morning. Joins us this morning to talk about the Real Warriors campaign. Good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning, ma'am.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, ma'am.
Good. As we celebrate you guys, veterans, and man, I come from a military family, so I have to make those phone calls and send texts and cards and everything else during this time. It's really important for us to remember as family members to help our veterans reach out for help, because we know you guys. We know when something's changed. We know when something's different. I remember when my son came back from Afghanistan, he was a little different, and I had to talk to him about going to get help.
You know, ma'am, you know, I can understand firsthand the importance of reaching out. Mm-hmm. I was shot 4 times while serving in Afghanistan on a routine mission, and, being told that I'd never walk again or have feeling below my waist, you know, or even if I was even going to survive from my wounds. And, you know, thoughts of depression and suicide, you know, on my journey, you know, to physically recover, you know, it kind of hindered my ability to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out, you know, reaching out, you know, is a sign of strength, you know, and from the support from my loving wife, family members, healthcare providers, I began to heal both from the visible as well as the invisible wounds of war, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you have to get help for PTSD as well, besides the injuries?
Yes, ma'am. You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, as you know firsthand, experiencing psychological stress, you know, is a common result of military life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the wounds are, you know, sometimes visible, but more often they're invisible.
Absolutely.
And they can lead to serious concerns mm-hmm. If not identified and treated. But I know for me, I had an incredible, you know, spouse and, you know, family network that routinely pulled me out of Dante's Inferno as I struggled to cope with the loss of not only the physical body parts, but as well as the loss of friends.
What, and may I ask, what body parts did you lose in this war?
Well, ma'am, I was, you know, I lost function of both legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout, you know, one moment I was running a marathon, the next moment I'm in the hospital room, you know, needing, you know, 6 nurses, you know, including my wife, you know, to turn me around, you know, to clean my body 4 to 5 times a day, you know, the simple things of independence that, you know, us as human beings often take for granted.
Did you, so are they gone? Do you have prosthetics? I know I'm asking personal questions, but I guess.
No, ma'am. Feel free, ma'am. right now, you know, I wear prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they help me, you know.
That's great.
You know, get around as best as I can,
mm-hmm.
ma'am.
Mm-hmm. You might be running that marathon again. You don't know.
I hope so, ma'am, because I guess through me, you know, growing up in Southern Georgia with a strong belief in faith and family and just a renowned focus. And, you know, that kind of led me, you know, to reach out to, you know, www.realwarriors.net and, you know, say, hey, guys, you know, I need help.
Yeah.
What resources out there that are available?
And, you know, for a man and for a man's man like you, you sound like a man's man, it really takes a lot to ask for help. You guys have so much pride, and, I know that as being a female and married to one of you guys, but it takes a lot to ask for help, doesn't it?
I would say it does. And you know, growing up, you know, in South Georgia was that first, you know, level of armor,
mm-hmm.
you know, that level of Spartan mentality. And then, you know, a second layer was placed on, you know, when I joined the military. But, you know, I would just say to each service member, veteran, you know, and military family member, you know, they should grow to feel comfortable to reaching out, you know, not only to their units, their chain of command, their fellow warriors, as well as, you know, community resources for support.
You know, I think that, and I must say that our military has really done a great job of being there inside for our soldiers, you know, when they need help, so that they will feel comfortable asking for help.
Absolutely, ma'am. I completely agree. And that's why, you know, the DOD initiative, well, the Real Warriors campaign,
mm-hmm.
You know, they sought out to raise awareness about the signs and symptoms of invisible wounds and provide access to psychological health resources for service members, veterans, and, you know, military families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then I know you're not a doctor, but you've gone through it. What should we be looking for in our military members, you know, that's not quite right, and we're just kind of, you know, shaking it off, going, oh, they'll come out of it, they'll snap out of it, they'll be okay. But what should we be looking for?
Well, ma'am, you know, I think you gave a great, you know, testimony about your son.
Yeah.
You know, you were just like, something isn't right. He wasn't that puzzle piece that fits so perfectly with family, you know, at church or throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed something was wrong. And I would say that, you know, psychological health concerns, you know, affect different people in different ways. You know, one person's symptoms may be more severe,
right,
occur more frequently, or last longer than others. I know mine personally is that I became an anti-people person.
Mm.
I didn't want to be associated with people, and my comfort zone was my family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The symptoms goes a lot further than, you know, hearing a car door shut,
right,
or, you know, hearing fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I found myself sometimes, you know, sitting there staring off, you know, thinking about, you know, the friends that you know, I lost in combat.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, having my wife,
mm-hmm,
you know, reel me back in,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
having those health providers, you know, and as I said before, you know, visiting the campaign website that has a laundry list of resources as well as, you know, community resources out there as well. I mean, it kind of reiterated, you know, the point that, you know, I am not alone.
Right, right. Go to realwarriors.net. If it's your family member, if you are the family member, go there so you can see what you need to look for. The symptoms are very long and varied. And it will, you know, kind of talk you through how to handle in your situation, but also how to push your soldier into getting help, because sometimes that's a very tough move to make. I just thank you so much. We honor you, U.S. Army Major Jeremy Hayes. I don't know why I call you Major General.
Go ahead and pin on the ring,
ma'am. Get your promotion quick. But
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much for sharing your story, for being transparent, and God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your time, ma'am.